This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It was hoped a friendly administration might turn around some of the challenges facing farmers, but Washington dairy farmers in the Yakima Valley are not feeling the love. Safe Family Farming is out to spread the word about their request for the EPA administrator to conduct a long-delayed peer review of the damaging nitrate report.
Farmers have been very concerned about this for some time because we know, based upon the review by every science expert, and there's between 15 and 20 of them that have looked at this in great detail, and said, no, the EPA did not show what the sources of nitrate are, even though they claimed that they did. They're claiming that current dairy operations are responsible for the nitrate in groundwater. We know that's not true.
The group's executive director, Gerald Barron, says facts should matter.
However, EPA then used this, despite warnings from other government agencies not to use it for enforcement. They used it as a weapon against four dairy farms in eastern Washington to get them to sign an administrative order on consent. In other words, they got them to agree to this enforcement action that the EPA was taking against them.
Barron says they had little choice.
The reason that they agreed is because of the threats that the EPA made that they would take them into the Ninth Circuit Court if they didn't, and nobody wants to do that given the history of the Ninth Circuit Court.
Listen tomorrow for more on this costly government delay and why this is so serious for dairy farmers.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.